Tuesday's terror attack in Lower Manhattan has cast a shadow over a city across the Hudson River, Paterson, New Jersey. That's where the suspect lived with his wife and children. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, this is the latest blow to Paterson's image.
In the hours after the attack, police swarmed the blocks around the suspect's apartment in Paterson. In this gritty, working-class city of about 145,000 people, braced for another round of unwanted attention.
And Katie, we are live on the property of the apartment building that the suspect lived in with his family. You can see
this has happened in Paterson before. In 2001, after some of the September 11th hijackers were found to have spent time here. And again, during the most recent presidential election, when then-candidate Donald Trump claimed, without proof, that he'd seen Muslims in New Jersey celebrating when the Twin Towers fell. So this week feels all too familiar to longtime residents like Ziad Abu Hadba, who's lived in the area for 30 years.
For Paterson, it's no good for nobody. This guy is... He deserves worse than what they're treating him.
The Paterson area has one of the largest Muslim populations in the country, and community leaders say the city shouldn't be defined by the actions of one man.
This is not Paterson. The scene that we're seeing on TV right now is not Paterson and will not be Paterson.
Omar Awad is the president of the Islamic Center of Passaic County, one of the biggest and most visible mosques in the area. It's not where the New York suspect worshipped. Still, Awad says the mosque received multiple death threats this week.
We got a total of close to 8 calls. We actually just got another one earlier today, a fax. They've been a traumatizing experience just to hear them and then hear, you know, the conversation. I'm going to get you. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to burn your center down. I'm going to take your, excuse my language, your effing beer off and stuff that is extremely, extremely vulgar.
Local businesses are bracing for a backlash as well. In South Paterson, where the suspect lived, the commercial streets are lined with restaurants, bakeries, and shops that cater to immigrants from across the Middle East. Mehmet Alkurt owns the Antepli Cafe, where he serves his own brand of Turkish desserts. Alkurt says it's been a bad week for restaurant owners.
The police officers all over the places, and because of that, the people, they didn't go out too much. That's why it affected the business.
But Alkurt's cafe is busy. Jamie Phillips is sipping tea and sharing a plate of baklava with friends. She doesn't think this latest attack will hurt Paterson in the long run.
I absolutely don't think it's bad for Paterson's image. This is one individual's actions. It has no bearing on what the people of Paterson represent. We're a very diverse community with a lot of rich culture. Everyone here is just very welcoming.
Down the street, one new business is getting ready to open its doors. Amir Kasim is opening Cherimoya Farm, an upscale produce market that will specialize in hard-to-find items for the Arab American market.
Fresh pistachio, fresh almond, sour plum, this kind of stuff not much people knows about it.
Kasim was born in Yemen and lives in Brooklyn. Kasim says he doesn't know much about the neighborhood, but he believes in the future of Paterson enough to open a store here. He says, come back next week for the grand opening. Joel Rose, NPR News, Paterson, New Jersey.